Welcome to Bubba's Beach Podcast, number 9.
I grew up in Alberta, with a French last name and parents who voted liberal, back in the days when being liberal actually meant something. So I learned at a young age when to hold 'em and when to run like hell. Which hardly makes me an expert on prejudice, but I did learn to stay quiet on certain subjects and to laugh along when my friends' parents made fun of people like, well, like me. This was back in the days when you could make jokes about people based on certain racial, ethnic, and religious backgrounds. A rabbi, an Irishman, and a duck go into a bar. In that golden age of insensitivity, we all knew what to expect. The rabbi would try anything to keep his money, the Irishman would do anything for another drink, and the duck would end up owning the pub. Of course, nowadays, we are much more enlightened in this respect. We know nationality and skin color have nothing to do with a person's abilities. Nowadays, few would think of making jokes involving African Canadians or Japanese or Sikhs. Instead, we laugh at fat people and Catholics, preferably in situations involving public transit or the confessional. The jokes are comfortable in their familiarity, and we still know what to expect before the punchline comes along. Making fun of other people is part of being human, a part of folk culture for thousands of years. Heck, I'm sure those cave paintings archaeologists puzzle over and think are telling of brave deeds by hunters actually translate into, "How many Cro-Magnons does it take to bring down a mammoth?" We have moved beyond the simple blind prejudices of our ancestors. Except for a few raving loonies, bigots, anti-Semites, and full-fledged bedsheet-wearing cross-burning over-the-edge white supremacists, we are a society that embraces multiculturalism and tolerates the spectrum of differences in our population. At least we like to think we are. Recently, Canada went through a heated debate over same-sex marriage. By the way, I agree with the Conservative Member of Parliament who argued it will open the door to polygamy. I mean, if the Bible is against same-sex marriage, surely it makes a much stronger case in favor of polygamy. In the Old Testament, anyway. I've told my sweetie many times he is free to take to his bosom a second wife, just so long as she doesn't mind doing the dishes. Okay, bad example. It wouldn't even have come up in the conversation if it wasn't for those darn Americans and that Mormon community of theirs at Bountiful. Speaking of Americans, don't you hate it when Yankee tourists take over downtown every summer, waving their money under our noses and getting all shirty when we insist on giving them change in our own currency? Or those pushy Germans talking loudly everywhere? Or those people, you know which ones, always taking pictures? Maybe it isn't American so much as their politics. Yeah, it's those darn politicians. I mean, all politicians are crooks. The ones that aren't congenital idiots, eh? Maybe I'm getting a little too heavy-handed with the sarcasm. I mean, no one actually talks like that about our neighbors to the south, do they? Of course, Yanks aren't perfect. And unfortunately, there are a few who insist on living up to that stereotype when visiting other places. As individual people, however, they are just as nice and friendly as, well, most Canadians, Dutch, Greeks, or other citizens of the world I've had the pleasure to meet. I guess what I'm trying to say here is that it isn't right to put anyone into a pigeonhole, be it based on race, color, or how they part their hair. We've all got faults, idiosyncrasies, and habits that would get us slapped upside the head if Mum was around. I've heard comments on how my fellow Canadians are bordering on pathological in our need to point out how we have the tallest, widest, or heaviest what's-it in the world. We invented everything from the zipper to gravity and won the Kentucky Derby without a horse. Our need to be recognized for something, anything, can be just a tad tiresome after a while. Yeah, well, it bothered a couple of toffee-nosed Brits I talked to once. And of course, we go on a bit too much about how Canadians are world-famous in Canada for our politeness and modesty. Unless, of course, you're talking about those ignorant cowboys from Alberta or the arrogant bastards from Toronto. I guess this tolerance thing is a work in progress, like learning to walk or drive a car. As a well-upholstered, gracefully aging Catholic of French-Canadian descent, living happily on the wrong side of Victoria's Blue Bridge, I find there are, even after all these years, times when I don't find a joke particularly funny, but smile politely anyway. It's not that I don't have a sense of humor. After all, Canadians are world famous for our ability to laugh at everyone else.
Thank you for listening to the Baba's Beach podcast. Please send comments to babasbeach@gmail.com and visit us at babasbeach.ca. That's BABASBEACH.